They started it off a year ago, and today it has become a tradition. Arbaeen in Oslo, Norway.
Stand for Hussein established over other cities in Norway, so there are other people doing the same thing, giving out chocolate to people in Stavanger, it's a city in Norway.
With a handful of organizers and more than 50 volunteers, they set up stands in different parts of the city. They could reach out to thousands of people, handing out hot chocolate in the name of Imam Hussein and spreading the story of Karbala and the sacrifice of the holy Imam.
10th day of Muharram, he said, when he was down on the ground and he had no one to help him, and he see that the army of his enemy was going against his family, the children and the woman. On that moment, he tried to stand up and he said, if you don't have belief, if you don't have faith and doesn't believe in the day of resurrection, at least be a free man, a free man.
We had two workshops where people came. It was mostly the volunteers that are standing here in the stands that were here with us at the workshops as well, putting on stickers on the cups and preparing everything for the stands 2 days ago. People from all over the mosque, we had an elderly lady helping us. So from all different ages, it was a little girl she was 6 years old. She started helping us so we had really different ages helping us, alhamdulillah.
They come from different cultural backgrounds and ethnicities, but they're one thing in common, the love for Imam Hussein.
Last year we did it for the first time, and I was part of the committee then. And this year, unfortunately, we couldn't contribute, but it's nice to pay a visit. And slowly this is becoming a tradition. This year I couldn't contribute much because my husband and I, we got a little daughter 1 month ago. But she is with us and she is now the youngest member of the committee, as we say.
Edward Gibbon said, in a distant age and climate, the tragic scene of the death of Hussein will awaken the sympathy of the coldest reader. And Stand for Hussein has proven that Gibbon was right.
If people knew the real message of Imam Hussein, how they would like turn to Islam right away. So the really big authors and well-known people tell us that people should like go and read more about Islam, Imam Hussein, and learn and get some knowledge.
Last year I saw the video on YouTube of this event on YouTube, and this year I'm very fortunate to be here. I came from Copenhagen, Denmark to participate in this event. This is the best way to spread the message of Islam and to spread the message of Imam Hussein. This should be started in every place. I really want to start that in Denmark.
Many people came here and they asked me that, weren't you here last year as well in the other parts of the city? And I told them yes. So the name Hussein has been spread very much between the last year and now.
In this world, we see injustice all over the place. It's small things and it's big things that is injustice, that can be injustice. Imam Hussein showed us that he made the highest example of what we should do. He gave his life, he gave his family, he sacrificed them to stand up for the right thing, the right path.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm so proud of being a Shia Muslim, to see how many people are just standing here in the cold weather and trying to spread the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
There's been some people that only come to provoke us because of the things that we are Shia Muslims. Many of them are Wahhabis and Salafis, but they're not here to learn about Hussein. They're here to ruin this great project. But there have been some other, you could call them a bit racist people. They don't care about that if we are Muslims or not, or we are Shia, or we are spreading a peaceful message. They just care about provoking us. But after talking with them, actually they do get interested about the message of Karbala.
We see like in Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, in Palestine, in Iraq, in Pakistan, people is getting killed. In the West, people doesn't know about Islam. It's injustice because they don't know about it. We have to work for it. It's injustice that Shia Muslims or Muslims is getting killed because of their belief, because they are standing for something they believe in. And that's why we shouldn't just sit down and listen. We should work and we should stand up for justice. We should stand up like Imam Hussein. He is our highest example. You should follow him.
For me, I think it's really important to tell people that the message Allah gave to his prophets, from Adam to Nuh to Jesus to Moses until all the way to Prophet Muhammad, was somehow saved and in Karbala. And that's the reason we want the people to know that Islam is everything within Karbala. You get to learn sacrifice, you get to learn how to be patient. Even through all your life you will get into big troubles, you have to know that the patience you have is there, and that is because of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and you just fall in love with him. that's how easy it is.
You know, we still hear the crying children of Karbala today. We still see a brave young boy stand against a huge army of oppressor. We still see a father sacrifice his life for his family and his belief. We see a mother shed tears for a dead baby in her arms. We hear the crying of children in Palestine. We hear them in Afghanistan, Iraq, Bahrain, Burma, Africa, and all other countries where people get oppressed and have to live under the worst situation and under the worst rulers. And I think that's the definition of every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. And because Karbala is still alive, and Imam Hussein's voice still like echoes in the universe.
So it was their Arba'een this year, and now they look forward to the year ahead with hearts full of hope for peace and justice in the world. The message of Imam Hussein, the message of Islam.